Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Unlike movies or TV, if something is wrong with a game, it can be fixed after release. Now, this knowledge can definitely be used for evil, and has resulted in a bunch of companies farting out unfinished products that they might eventually, one day maybe, get around to fixing. But it can also result in developers addressing legitimate complaints and fixing them with downloadable content. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 biggest video game complaints fixed in DLC. Number 10, the lackluster story, Bioshock 2, Minerva's Den. Bioshock 2 is far from a bad game, but being the follow-up to what many consider one of gaming's all-time greatest achievements, there was a lot of pressure for it to be another masterpiece. And the eventual game turned out well, but players were largely left unfulfilled when comparing the sequel to the original. Chief amongst the complaints was that the story lacked the weight and philosophical messages that Bioshock 1 conveyed so well. Obviously, there was little 2K Games could do to address this complaint after launch, bar maybe rewriting the entire game, but what they offered instead was more than enough to satiate fans' needs. The Minerva's Den DLC is a standalone expansion to Bioshock 2 in which the player, a big daddy by the name of Sigma, must track down a supercomputer called the Thinker in order to escape Rapture. Even with a runtime of only 4 to 5 hours, Minerva's Den provides a rich and intricate story, as well as new weapons and plasmids to play around with. It was already a good game, but with this expansion, Bioshock 2 really feels like a worthy successor to the original timeless classic. Number 9, not enough weapons. Bloodborne, The Old Hunters. There's no disputing that Bloodborne is an absolute masterpiece, but somehow, the better something is, the more glaring its few flaws seem to stand out. The Lovecraftian aesthetic and adrenaline-pumping combat were lauded instantly for this game. However, with most players having come from Dark Souls, many found Bloodborne to be somewhat lacking in diversity of playstyle. More specifically, there simply weren't enough weapons to use. Now, the game's trick weapons are essentially two weapons in one, but even then, the amount of them offered came across as rather stingy compared to the hundreds of weapons available in Dark Souls and Dark Souls 2. Thankfully, From Software must have been well aware of this, and come the acclaimed DLC expansion, The Old Hunters, the arsenal of every hunter who dared enter the Hunter's Nightmare literally doubled in size. Simon's Bowblade, the Gatling Gun, the Bloodletter, the Whirly Gig Saw, these are just some of the outrageously creative new weapons The Old Hunters introduces. As if the new environments and boss fights weren't enough, this DLC provides at least twice as many different ways to play and enjoy Bloodborne, making an already breathtaking experience that much better. Number 8, not enough Pokemon. Pokemon Sword and Shield, the Isle of Armor / the Crown Tundra. Remember when there were only 151 Pokemon? Well, now there are over 1,000, and fans expect to see the growing roster continue to expand in every new game. Consequently, when it was announced that Pokemon Sword and Shield would be released with only a fraction of the series' Pokemon available, fans went absolutely ballistic. In fact, so overblown was this outcry that an online campaign was formed to boycott the games until something was done about it. Now, Nintendo aren't a company to scare easily, but despite this, they did make it clear that they had taken these complaints on board. Well, eventually. The game's two expansions, the Isle of Armor and the Crown Tundra, each added over 100 returning Pokemon, as well as a selection of new regional variants. Number 7, not enough fun. GTA 4, The Ballad of Gay Tony. Now, GTA 4 is one of the best reviewed games of all time, but there were very vocal criticisms in the fanbase the minute it came out. Dropping the anarchic, freewheeling fun of the previous titles, the fourth game was an effort by Rockstar to be more serious and more mature in its game design. They wanted to tell a human story with real characters that obeyed somewhat by the laws of reality, and as a result we got a game that was more grounded than any other in the series. While that did make for an interesting experiment, it also left those fans who spent 99% of GTA titles just pissing about with flying car cheats and rocket launchers, racking up 5-star wanted levels and stunt ramp tomfoolery, feeling a little short-changed. Fortunately, the major expansion, The Ballad of Gay Tony, remedied all of that. This injected the fun back into the game and its story, giving players a more colourful, chaotic experience with vibrant characters to boot. It was full of personality, it played well, and in hindsight acted as the perfect bridge between GTA 4 and GTA 5. Number 6, the unsatisfying ending, Mass Effect 3 Citadel. There is so much to say in favour of the Mass Effect series. The engaging sci-fi lore, the intense moral choices, and the chance to get it on with a bunch of alien beings can all be cited as reasons why these games are regarded with such adoration by fans. Even then, though, there's no such thing as absolute perfection, and one only need look at the crushingly anticlimactic ending of Mass Effect 3 to understand that. With plot threads left dangling, player choices mostly chucked in the bin, and a general lack of closure, this ending was nothing like what it could have been, and fans were more than a little miffed about it. Luckily, BioWare did not bury their heads in the sand from this point on, and after a bunch of add-ons and expansions, including the extended cut of the original ending, came the final story DLC for Mass Effect 3, The Citadel. The expansion focuses heavily on the relationships between characters, offering a lot in the way of positive fan service to soften the blow of previous fan backlash. It also culminates in Shepard throwing a party for all the crew members, which conveys a real sense of bringing things together in a way that they hadn't really tried before. This series had always excelled because of the character relationships, and this was one final way to wrap up loose ends and enjoy your time with this ragtag family. Number 5, that terrible Sauron fight. Middle-earth Shadow of Mordor, The Bright Lord. Middle-earth Shadow of Mordor is the definition of a mixed bag within modern gaming. The gameplay is mostly terrific, with its innovative nemesis system inspiring the majority of the missions and motivations for doing virtually anything, so much so that you can almost forgive its colourless, non-Tolkien-friendly story just for that. There's one thing you can't forgive, though, and that's that the final boss fight, if you can even call it that, against Sauron, is a bloody quick-time event. Now, I think I speak for everyone for asking, what the hell were they thinking here? It really says something that the Uruk captains that you come to know during the game make more of an impression on you than the Dark Lord himself. Fans, consequently, weren't quiet about their disdain for all of this, and rightly so. As luck would have it, though, over the next year, Monolith Productions released 2 DLC expansions, the second of which, The Bright Lord, takes you back 3,000 years ago to the time of the forging of the Rings of Power. Obviously, then, this gives you an excuse to kick Sauron's head in for real this time, and the epic fight goes on for multiple increasingly challenging stages. Some may argue that it's too little too late, but at least it's in there in some capacity now, beyond just pressing X to not die while you're fighting him. Number 4, the game ends with its story. Fallout 3 Broken Steel. A lot of the time, there's an unspoken fear about entering the last level in an open world game. Will you be able to come back and explore after wrapping up the story, or will you be locked into a definitive ending that cuts off your playthrough there and then? Sadly, for Fallout 3 in its vanilla state, it was the latter that was very much the case, and fans were none too happy about it. I mean, you can see why as well. Imagine having deliberately left a ton of side quests until you finish the main campaign, only to then learn that you can no longer go back to them because the game has gone and ended on you. Well, have no fear, because Bethesda eventually came to the rescue with the 2009 DLC pack Broken Steel. As well as providing a handful of new and expansive missions, its biggest offering is an alteration to the game's ending, which can prevent the player's death and have them wake up from a coma to roam around the post-apocalyptic wastes for as long as they goddamn like. In other words, this DLC basically gave us half of the game back, and as fixes go, that ain't no small thing. Number 3, The Auction House. Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls. To say that Diablo 3 arrived on the gaming scene without a hitch would not only be wrong, it would be laughably wrong. Many fans were more than a little uneasy with the fundamental changes Blizzard had made to their favourite groundbreaking dungeon crawler franchise at the time. The game's vibrant and cartoony art style, an unexplainable change-up from Diablo 1 and 2's gloomy atmosphere, faced criticism, as did an abhorrent in-game loot trading system between online players using both virtual and real-world money, the Auction House. Its inclusion in Diablo 3 proved exploitative and immersion-breaking, to the point where even the game's director admitted it had been a huge mistake. So then, as soon as the main DLC, Reaper of Souls, was released, the Auction House was gone for good and the game was all the purer for it. The expansion's other improvements included the Loot 2.0 system, which allows for much more frequent drops of legendary items, and the equipment you'll receive is now catered much better to your character class. Reaper of Souls is also a lot darker in general, which is definitely a step forward for the game's ambience. Number 2, No Story Mode, No Man's Sky, Atlas Rises. Oh boy, where to start with No Man's Sky? When No Man's Sky was first announced, the promises made by its developers Hello Games were off the charts ludicrous in retrospect. Nevertheless, we ate it all up, and were inevitably left feeling like idiots when the game released. Well, except for Scott Tailford, who loved it unconditionally. One thing the devs never promised, however, was a story mode. And only once gamers delved into the initially drab universe of No Man's Sky did they realize just how much it needed one. Commendably, Hello Games did not care following any of the backlash, and since 2016 have continued to release massive patches and free downloadable content that have improved the game by an absolutely staggering amount. 2017's Atlas Rises update finally granted No Man's Sky the story it deserved, though, with 30 hours of planet-hopping gameplay that makes clever use of the wealth of new materials and assets the update brought with it. Subsequent DLC has reinvented the experience even further, and now the game is arguably as good as it was ever supposed to be. Number 1. Everything. Destiny the Taken King. Before No Man's Sky took it over in 2015, the whole front carriage of the hype train was booked up by Bungie's Halo-esque multiplayer shooter, Destiny. No expense was spared on the trailers and celebrity voice acting, and its bright-coloured, fast-paced sci-fi gameplay caught the eye of millions of impatient gamers all around the world. Long story short, though, it was always going to end in tears. At launch, many considered the base gameplay dull and repetitive, with an ungenerous loot yield and a threadbare story to go with it. While a good portion of players probably didn't stick around after this, the ones who did were rewarded for their patience with the 2015 expansion, The Taken King. This DLC basically improved the Destiny experience in every conceivable way, with a new humorous storyline, more intelligent enemy AI, and gripping, visually stunning action. This was the complete overhaul that fans had yearned for in a game that had, until that point anyway, wasted most of its vast potential. The loot system was also drastically altered, allowing players to dismantle weapons in their inventory in order to upgrade their favorites, and of course, there was just far more loot to be found in general. Put simply, The Taken King completely saved a sinking ship.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.